Hi, I'm Dick Sachs from the Entrepreneur's Corner, and you're listening to the Castle of Common Sense on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Come on in, laddies and lassies. Grab a mug of warm grog and join me by the fire. We've pulled up the drawbridge so you'll be safe and sound from the night howlers and other beasties out there this time of year. Did you know Halloween is now a $6 billion event? One of the most amazing things is that millions of Christians are somehow able to let down their defenses for just one night a year to dance with Satan in their pursuit of fun and sugary goodies. The rest of the year, they will enthusiastically denounce any conscious connection with the devil or any of his doings. Perhaps it's a one-day truce for the common good, or their relative is a dentist and needs to work. No, I got it. Their brother owns a candy factory. Yeah, that's it. Of course, many of the transgressors will insist that Halloween has no connection to the devil and things evil, that it's just an autumn festival that provides an opportunity to socialize, dress up in costumes, and act silly. Oh yeah, and eat lots of candy. Well, I can tell you that I am an expert on candy. I have 5, going on 6, missing teeth to attest to my knowledge of that sweet domain. The reality is, if you have a sweet tooth, you don't need a costume or an event to chomp it down. You just go get it and eat it. If that's your pleasure, you won't hear an argument from me. As the thought goes, there are much worse white powders to get into than sugar. Just be aware that diabetes and overweight can ruin your fun in the long haul. So Halloween and Christmas are almost neck and neck for our retail sales activity. What an interesting comparison, isn't it? And oddly, they are the yin and the yang, the good and the bad, the black and the white, the devil and the Holy Spirit, brought right down to the retail storefront for an epic battle between good and evil. Wow, that might even make a good movie. Well, maybe not, but at least a good in-church sermon or two. Then, of course, there is rationalization, the second most powerful human emotion. Lighten up fast, Freddy. It's just a fun thing for kids. It's not religious any more than Santa Claus. Your kid can dress up as a zombie and pretend to feast on human flesh. It's all in good fun. Why, the land of the dead can be a fun place if you dress right and charge a reasonable price for the tickets and, of course, are just visiting. Just make sure that ticket is for a round trip.
Thank you.